With Northwest News from KNKX, two environmental groups in the Suquamish tribe are taking legal action against the U.S. Navy. They say work on the decommissioned USS Independence is polluting Sinclair Inlet near Bremerton in violation of the Clean Water Act. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
About 3 inches of barnacles and other marine life have built up on the hull of the decommissioned aircraft carrier. Earlier this month, divers began scraping it to prevent invasive species from traveling with it when it's towed to Texas, where it'll be scrapped. They're doing the work in the water, says Mindy Roberts with the Washington Environmental Council.
That concerns us because the paint on vessels like this has quite a bit of copper in it that's used to try to keep off some of the marine organisms because it's toxic to marine organisms.
Copper is known to damage the sensory systems of salmon and even in small doses can prevent them from spawning. That's why the state has phased it out of things like brake pads and normal boat paint. The Navy says its crews are scrubbing gently, that this is a common procedure in which their objective is only to disturb the reproductive capability of the marine life on the hull, not to remove any biological material or paint. The plaintiffs in the case say it should not be done without a permit.
I don't know how you gently scrub a barnacle, I guess. I would be very curious what that looks like.
The Navy is not commenting on the lawsuit, except to say that it is in compliance with the Clean Water Act and that the requirement for discharge permits does not apply to Navy hull cleaning. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.